Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Right.
Here we are. Away!
Whoa!
This is a new way to do it.
It's like the David Roddick and dub mix of the podcast.
The National Obsession!
Yay! All that time!
Down, 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 da, down, da, down.
I feel like I'm in a Gary Newman song.
What's that? Who's that producer that did all those songs in his like flat and he was really known for it? Down, 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 da, down, da, down.
This is too funny.
Yeah, you're listening to the National Obsession.
This is so true.
Well, it's Halloween.
It is Halloween. Yeah.
Okay, John. Is there any music? How do we get it off this?
I have to turn this off.
I've fallen in the well. Known for his use of reverb, like this, whatever this is now.
Johnny, remember me.
Right.
Come on then, let's get on with the podcast.
Let's turn that off. That's a bit of fun, mate. Oh,
100% less fun now.
Let's go.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to the National Obsession and National League Football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Johnny, remember you.
What a spooky, spooky start to the podcast that was. It is Halloween.
Forget about that. My ring doorbell's just gone off, John, which you told me I should get.
Yes.
And I like it very much. My family do not. But I did think that it'd be a good way to get past the rights issues of football. The 3 p.m. if ring doorbells were set up on the sidelines of every National League ground, you just watch the game through a ring doorbell.
You could put it on the door of like one of the executive boxes, lounge or something.
Ring.
Filming the pitch,
and then you just get sent
good
the link.
Quality cameras.
Set the link. You get sent the link. All the goals on the ring door. Sponsored by Ring Doorbell.
By Ring ding ding ding.
We should.
Time of the goal scorer.
That's not one of our adverts, of course, John, is it? And we do have to say.
I'm not apologising.
Adverts have turned up.
But adverts are now a part of life. So. At some point, you may find yourself wanting to join the army. And that's...
I'm interested, as it goes on, what adverts will what turn up.
At what point do we have to say, OK, enough's enough?
Yeah.
When we're sort of advertising,
Do we get any choice, John? You've made this happen. Do we get any choice in what adverts we get?
Or I don't think we get any choice,
we just get given the adverts we get.
Given the adverts we get.
Will we get any, like, free stuff, do you think?
No,
if we get any beer 52, I feel like we're gonna have to share it with the Foffs.
I know a couple of Foffs will be particularly interested.
Yeah, beer 52, good name for Foff 52. We'll be hearing from one of the two of the Foffs.
Yeah.
A bit later on.
Yeah.
I'm a bit tired today, John. But it's my third thing of the day. I'm not very good at three things in a day. I like to do two things in a day.
It's your second podcast
max.
Of the day, isn't it? And a radio show.
A radio show, second podcast of the day. I did one about music earlier on.
Yeah.
Told the same four stories I tell in every other podcast.
Basically doing one about music now, really. With a little,
exactly, yes.
With a little bit of National League thrown in.
We both prefer music to the panorama.
At the moment.
Well, at the moment, well.
For sure.
Yes, I'd much rather listen
for
to.
For sure.
Yes, I went to see Bob Dylan live, John. That was exciting.
That was good.
Oh.
You were worried it was going to be awful.
I was. Because where do you stand on? Play the hits, don't play the hits, John. Where do you stand on that?
I think you've got to play 75 to 80% hits.
But if you went to see Paul McCartney, you're a big Paul McCartney fan. If you went to see him, right, and he played all deep cut album tracks, I think you'd be secretly quite pleased.
Well, I wouldn't mind it.
This is the thing.
Well, what did Dylan do? All the hits?
It's his new album.
Okay. No Subterranean Homesick Blues?
No, Blowing in the Wind, nothing. Did one. He did a Grain of Sand. He did at the end, which is, but it was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it felt like no. He played the harmonica in it as well.
Okay.
My mate Graham, who is a huge, huge fan, said, "Oh, he never plays the harmonica anymore."
Yeah.
But you know, as I've said before, do you want Bob Dylan to come out and sell out? Do you know what I mean? You don't want that, do you?
You want him to be
artistically
authentic,
artistically
self.
Clean.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like us, John, selling out. You know, you got to keep creating.
Yeah.
And that's what I was so impressed with Bob Dylan, was he? I'm not saying we're the same as Bob Dylan.
No. Bob Dylan Crow? Bob Dylan De Silva?
I'm not saying that we are up in the artistic level of Bob Dylan.
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
I don't really like Bob Dylan.
But that's because you've not heard him, you see. What have you heard him? Just people going, you're shit and you know you are.
You're going home in an ambulance.
Have you ever seen a beach?
Oh, Exeter.
It's full of shit. It's full of shit. Shit and motion. Build a bonfire, build a bonfire, put the angle on the top.
My old man said to me.
Look, that's the thing, you've heard those impressions.
Yeah.
But look, this is a National League football podcast, not a Bob Dylan podcast.
It's not.
Podcast?
Bobcast is presumably what the Bob Dylan
podcast
is. If not, why not?
Right. What's coming up in the podcast, John?
Here we go. Come on.
Johnny, here we go. Remember me.
So what have we got on this week's Listen to the Podcast? I think Torquay's game keep getting called off. I've not been keeping up with it.
I think this weekend, I don't know if they're playing this weekend. So
I think
we shan't be covering that.
No, and I don't know what happened last weekend because I sat down on the telly waiting to watch it. Just wasn't on. Tried to watch it.
We'll discuss last weekend's
we'll
game.
That
was good.
That
was really
yeah.
good.
And Tuesday, if we have to.
We have to discuss Tuesday now.
But yeah, we have got other National League news as well. We record on the day that Chris Hargreaves...
Oh, yeah, been sacked.
Has been sacked at Yeovil.
Sacked.
Big
mutual.
News.
Might be a mutual agreement.
Third manager to go this season, I think, in the National League. Shez. And then... Someone else went.
Oldham.
No, that was Sheridan.
That was Shez.
Sheridan.
Sheridan.
Oh, it's you, Sheridan.
Why didn't we ever do that?
I don't know why we didn't do that. Yeah. It's you,
the
Sheridan.
The one with my candlelit suppers.
My white slimline telephone. We should have done that.
Why didn't
we
do
that? Damn it!
Not everyone's going to get it.
No,
I don't know.
I'll
what,
just look.
I don't know what
keeping
the
up appearances.
I don't know what the
son is called. Sheridan.
Yeah, but I don't know what the crossover of National League fans and Keeping Up Appearances fans is.
We don't know. That's a crucial thing.
We don't
it might
know
be
that.
Enormous. Somebody who else got sacked? Come
Sheridan.
On, think.
I'm having one of my candlelit. come on, John.
Somebody else got
sacked.
We do
sacked. A podcast week in, week out.
Oh, come on.
200 episodes, over 200 hours of content.
It was the Aldershot manager, Mark Moseley.
Mark Moseley, Moseley Shores.
So anyway, Chris Hargreaves is the third to get
yes.
sacked this season.
What else?
Loads of letters.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
You
bit of talky stuff.
You've got a very little bit of audio from
yeah,
Eastleigh.
A little audio that we'll hear from Eastleigh.
Yeah.
Oh, the music's run out. That's because we've been banging on about
waffled
Hyacinth Bouquet.
Sheridan.
Paul Bouquet.
That That's it. It's Bukel, actually. Mr. Buckle. Oh,
we've missed out. Oh. That would have been so good. Wouldn't it?
Richard Hancock's.
Onslow. Onslow. Cedric Onslow.
That is as niche as it gets.
Wow.
Do you remember the former Talking United commercial manager, Cedric Munslow, anybody? Hello? Is this thing on? Cedric used to do the 50-50 draw at half-time.
I've still got, actually. Get hold of this for me. If we've got any Wealdstone fans listening, I don't think we have. Still got my 50-50 tickets. I didn't check the numbers and I couldn't find a way of...
Do you know what we should do? Do you want to ring Wealdstone?
Yeah, and that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Why don't we ring them?
I've still got my numbers from the Torquay game. Raffle tickets for you.
Right,
I've got the numbers here. Yeah, good idea, John. Okay, well,
let's give them a quick ring.
Well, that's a nice idea, John. Nice bit of content.
Imagine if you'd won. You always buy a ticket.
I always get some 50-50s. Why not support the club? On that note, we have joined the TUST this week, the Supporters Trust. You should do that as well. There we are, a little advert for them.
The ground main reception number for Wealdstone is a mobile number. Oh. I'm just saying that.
They were a very nice club, actually, when we went down there. We'll just go for it.
Here we go.
See what happens, John. Oh, here we go. Oh, hello. Oh, hello. Is that Wealdstone Football Club?
It is, yeah.
Oh, hello, yeah. A slightly strange request. I was at the Torquay game a few weeks ago, and I bought some... 50-50 draw tickets, and yeah. I never checked the numbers, and I'm assuming they've been claimed, but I thought before I throw them away, I'd ring and just check the numbers.
Yes, they were claimed, yeah.
They were claimed, no problem. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed.
Right.
Cheers now, bye now.
Bye.
That was disappointing, wasn't it?
But John, you know, I'd say that, wouldn't you? Yeah, they were claimed.
Yeah, they were claimed.
Who were they claimed by?
Yeah, they were claimed, yeah. It was a little bit. Would you have that information to hand? Would you not have to
straight
go?
Yeah, one minute. Yeah, I'll just check for you. What game was it?
Talkie, you said. Yeah.
Yeah, they were just furious that we drew 1-1.
I think you'd have. I think you'd have a quick check
on
that.
Claimed.
Nah, definitely.
Yeah, it was claimed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Claimed, actually. There we are. Anyway,
there you go.
There we are. It was good though, wasn't it? Nice little lottery update. That wasn't one of the adverts, by the way.
Good, right, should we
come
get
on
back
John
to
tell
Saturday,
us some scores from Saturday. Yes,
come on, let's get on with it. Aldershot 2 York City 1. So the Aldershot revival since Mark Molesley left, well underway there. A big win for Aldershot. Barnet 2 Maidenhead 1.
What did we say?
We said it was going to be a draw,
but there was probably
and
some
it
local
was, it was 1-1 for 80 minutes.
Yeah,
so
still not a draw, is
close
it?
Enough.
Well, I expect there was some other info that we hadn't factored into the equation, because the equation is never wrong.
It must have been something we missed. Do you want to quickly work out who they've got this weekend?
Yeah, that's a good idea, John. The Maidenhead equation. Here it comes.
Bromley at home.
Bromley at home. Wow. Now you see, you'd expect them to lose that, wouldn't you, all day. It's not very far. Not very far for them.
Yeah.
Bit of an annoying trip, though,
yeah,
to be honest. Plastic pitch.
But there, it's at Maidenhead.
It's at Maidenhead.
Yeah, sorry.
Even that. Bromley, what are they, fifth, sixth? They're
Bromley
doing well. Let's have a look. National League.
Seventh.
See, not bad. And they've got a bit of form.
They finally found a bit of form.
Goal difference of 4, 24 points. Not doing badly at all. They are, 7 points clear of Maidenhead. Just get the vibe that Bromley, but I can't go on vibes. We need to go through the equation.
So you want to
John.
Run through the whole
so let's
thing?
Have the equation here.
Here comes
please.
The equation. It is, of course, LP league position.
Yeah, seventh.
So seventh versus Maidenhead?
17th.
17th.
10 points.
10 places
so
in
that's
it.
That's Maidenhead.
Money
yep.
spent. Probably not that dissimilar.
I don't know. It's just all that's the southeast clubs.
Yeah.
It's difficult to tell with the southeast
Bromley
clubs.
Probably spent a little bit more, but maybe not much.
I think we're going to need to add in plastic pitch equation. I know they're not playing on plastic pitch, but Bromley do train
Bromley
on a plastic pitch.
Exactly. Expectation. So there's a much
Bromley
there's
will
a higher,
expect to win
yeah,
this,
expect
yeah.
that. Plus distance. Not
very
far.
Not very far. So that's a minus there. So that's I think that swings back towards Bromley, yeah.
Plus Monarch Death again.
Well, not. Your Majesty, stay safe.
The equation depends on it. Personal interest, none.
Not really, no, other than I really hate Bromley.
Well, now that has to come into it.
Yeah, that does,
because,
doesn't it?
Because, let's be honest, We don't like Bromley on this podcast very much.
No, so, I quite like Maidenhead, and you've got the we've got a whole bit about Alan Devonshire.
You've got to take swinging back towards Bromley.
Bromley, yeah.
Proximity to London.
Well, very close to both London. Bromley's actually in London, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's Bromley.
I think it's Bromley.
I think on the equation.
I think personal interest completely. Yes. It's completely
skews the rest of it. Flattens it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a Bromley win.
Bromley win. £2.
£2.
Get it on.
I need to do it now. Bromley win.
Bournemouth 1, Wrexham 1. This is back to Saturday. It's a draw there.
They're not great away, are they, Wrexham?
No.
That is letting them down at the moment.
I mean, it's also classic Bournemouth.
Yeah. Just bore everybody to death.
Bore everybody to death. Chesterfield 3, Bromley 2.
Oof. Shimanga penalty,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it was
John,
a Shimanga
right?
penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Dorking 3, Wildstone 1.
They are doing well,
Dorking.
Really
They're doing
well.
Really well.
Some people calling
Did
for
they
Wealdstone.
Do well?
Did they? Ugh. Some people calling for Wealdstone FC's manager's head.
Oh.
I read on
Stuart
Twitter.
Stuart Maynard.
But we all know that means
that's probably
absolutely
the phone.
Nothing, doesn't it? Probably, yeah. Probably, he's pretty saving my 50-50 money.
Well, they got to replace the striker who went to Wigan, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a problem, isn't it, for them? Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, sure.
Halifax 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 0. So Dagenham just doing Dagenham things.
Yeah. Halifax finding some form.
Yeah. They're picking up a little bit. Gateshead 1, Woking 3. So again, Woking, a big
annoyingly
win on the road
good.
For them.
I think they're going to get playoffs, John.
Yeah, they could easily.
I will just say, it's only how many games have been played? I've got 31 games left.
Yeah.
You know, ages, absolutely bloody ages. Season doesn't start till Sunday. Doesn't.
Clocks go back.
Clocks
Sunday
go back
morning.
Sunday. Season starts Sunday.
Let's go.
Clocks go back. Aldershot at home is the first game we have.
Mm.
That is guaranteed 3 points.
Yes. Oldham 2, Yeovil 0. So that was Chris Hargreaves' penultimate game. Solihull Moors 3, Eastleigh 0. So Solihull Moors, again, unbeaten at home so far this season. Southend 3, Scunthorpe 0. Again, Southend unbeaten in 6. So they're looking all right. And Scunthorpe having a bit of a miserable time. And Torquay 4, Altrincham 4.
What a game.
Limineck.
What a game. I mean, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. I watched it on the telly. Yeah. I had to go upstairs, watch it on my phone in the second half because I was moaning too much.
I was doing a lot of moaning.
I was dispatched.
Watching it with my family and doing a lot of moaning.
Dispatched to moaning too much. Just why do you... My wife said this week, because after I was driving home from Eastleigh, she said, I don't know, you've gone again. You're basically going at the moment to have a terrible evening. She said it's like watching the same play over and over again that you don't enjoy and the cast don't change.
She has got a... When you look at it rationally, it makes no sense.
It's like going to see a play on tour that you think's dreadful.
Yeah.
Same cast. Not going to get any better.
It does make no sense.
There we are. I love the girls, that's all.
And yes,
if you were really into the Mousetrap.
Altrincham.
Heavy into the Mousetrap. That was your play that you really loved. Big Mousetrap fan.
I just think it's gone stale.
Home and away.
Home and away.
West End, Saturdays, and then away
some
on
provincial
tour.
Theatre, yeah. Tuesday
night. I'm in Milton Keynes on Tuesday night.
Sort it out, Christy.
Come on.
Christy!
My mum went to the 4-4, yeah. And she said, with 5 minutes to go, some bloke stood up and went, "Not good enough, Gary!" And I said, that's exactly
Roger and Brian.
Roger and Brian were there. We haven't heard from Roger and Brian in a while, but yeah.
Catch up
I said,
with them.
That will have been Roger or Brian. Not good enough, Gary!
I imagine maybe we should catch up with Roger and Brian because they're probably furious that equaliser went in.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
So
yeah,
annoyed.
Maybe, yes. Furious.
Incredible game. 4-4. And then I flounced at 4-3, by the way.
Oh, you flounced
off. And we went down.
Oh.
When Altrincham scored that fourth goal.
I couldn't see a Gary time happening, but it did.
It was three of us watching and I just turned it off and then got shouted at and put
Dean
it back
Moxie.
On and saw the equaliser.
Dean Moxie is just a brilliant footballer. An absolutely brilliant footballer.
I love Dean Moxie. Let's go to Tuesday night. Altrincham 1, Oldham 0. A bit of a Mancunian derby there. Which Altrincham came out on top of there. Bromley 1, Barnet 3.
Yep.
So Barnett
finding some annoying
scored
form.
Three goals in 5 minutes at the end of the match to win that one, which was absolutely superb. Good to see Bromley. Yeah. Good to see Bromley beaten. Well, Dagenham won, Borehamwood won. So I imagine Dagenham fairly happy with that result. Eastleigh won, Torquay nil.
Mm-hmm. It was bad. John.
That happened.
It wasn't bad. It was. It was just like nothing happened.
Yeah.
It was like. We were really trying. The team is really trying. Really trying to do well. But some of them are good enough.
They're just limited.
Some of them aren't. It's limited. And also, we're limited by the fact that some people have to play every game because we've got no subs. And we haven't got any subs. So you're looking at the bench and going, all right, well, who are we going to bring on? And you've
got no
options. So there's no options.
We've got quite a few players out on loan at the moment that they could recall.
But they obviously don't want to.
I don't think they're a great player. That might make a huge difference. No. But at least it gives you something.
So I don't. I just think my choice is you keep Gary and he tries to get the best out of these players. Because if you get rid of Gary, then you've still got the same players. But what do you do? I know you have different thoughts to me.
I genuinely don't know what they do right now, apart from
if there's no money forthcoming.
Try something new.
You know, if there's no money forthcoming.
Are they holding back the money because, you know, they're going to bring in someone new or they don't trust Gary to spend it?
And is there any money?
If a new manager, well,
who knows?
I don't think there's no money.
You know, look, we're only 4 points off safety. It is not flipping March. It is October. I'm very aware I've said this a lot, but it is October. There are 31 games left. It's not a disaster yet. It's just the fact that when you watch the team, we've got no players and a lot of them aren't good enough.
We didn't do a Maidenhead equation for Tuesday night. They lost 2-0 to Solihull Moors.
Yeah, I'd have said that. I did actually do a secret equation and it was that.
Did it go boom?
They lost.
Solihull, yeah.
Yeah.
It was also Maidstone 0 Southend 3. So Maidstone, again, how did we lose to them?
I don't know, they're bad. I mean, you look at them and we are badder at the moment. But they've got a worse goal difference than us. Until Saturday.
Exactly. Scunthorpe 3, Gateshead 1. So again, all these teams down here. Oh, hello. All these teams keep picking up a few points. Scunthorpe 3, Gateshead 1. And
they're still not miles away.
No, but everyone's just picking up the odd bit here and there.
Yeah, but we will. We will. Eventually, we will.
Result of the night, really. Wealdstone 1, Notts County 6.
They are looking really good. Really, if I was Wrexham, I would be worried. Mm. Because do you know what they remind me of? You know how through the whole promotion season we were going, don't worry about Sutton. Sutton will drop. They'll fall back. Don't worry. Don't worry about Sutton. And then it was Sutton that did it. And you go, I reckon Wrexham might be going, don't worry about Notts County. You know, it's a slightly different thing. They are a good club with enough money to do it. They look good, John. But look,
they are looking
good. It's only 15 games.
Exactly.
If the season was 15 games, it'd be over.
It was Woking 3, Dorking 3. Mm. So the Surrey derby ended in a draw. Wrexham 3, Halifax 1. Yeovil 0, Aldershot 2, which was a shocking result for Chris Hargreaves.
Yeah, bad.
And York Manchester
cost him his job,
1.
John.
Yeah, do you want to hear his post-match?
Yes, please. We'll hear that.
Little
interview.
Let's hear that.
Was it also, in a way, defensive, you staying loyal to that 3-5-2 the way it turned out?
No, because I didn't play that.
Sarky. Sarky Hargreaves.
It's such a passive aggressive, I know football, you don't. You've not played the game. That, you know, which drives me up the wall. You know, I just find that sort of attitude like, well, I can see what's going on in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, didn't play that. Didn't play.
Did
three,
you feel
five,
like
two.
The pitch was?
So when you had those three at the back and three midfield and two wing backs and two up front, it's not 3-5-2, no. All right, okay. No. You didn't play that.
No, you wouldn't understand. Do you think? No? Do you feel like the pitch may have been a shame? Well, it's not actually a pitch. It's a composite. It's a composite, actually.
Yeah. So it's every fourth blade is plastic. So I wouldn't call it a pitch.
It wasn't actually a pitch.
It's such an odd attitude, isn't
it? It's really rubbish.
So, Mr. Hargreaves, you've just come off the moon and you said it was one giant step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
No, it wasn't.
All right. Oh,
okay. No, no, it was a much. It was a smaller leap than that.
All right. Okay. But look, Chris Hargreaves. Look, he's always got the playoff final win.
Yes, he's got that goal.
Is he a manager?
No.
Doesn't seem like it, does it?
Absolutely
wonder who'll get
not.
The job. I wonder if it'll be Chris Todd. Who do you think's going to be? Ian Holloway.
Well, I doubt it. Apparently, Mark Cooper was there watching.
That's always a sign.
Forest Green manager.
Always a sign when someone turns up.
I'm going to hover. Just hovering around.
I'm just here. Just here to watch. Just here to watch.
Yeah.
There we are. And is that it, John?
That's it.
That's it. It was a lovely little roundup, wasn't it, though? This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession.
Hello, Roger.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, Brian.
Hello there.
Hello, Brian.
Still got my mask on. You're not
you
wearing
don't need a mask anymore.
You're not wearing a mask?
There's no mask, Mandy.
I'm quadruple vaxxed. Everything.
I won't put any foreign objects in my body.
That's not what I've heard, Brian, but what you do in your private time is up to you. We shan't mention what happened with that clapper. Up at Torbay Hospital, it's all they can talk about.
What I do in my own time is my business.
It is privacy. It's up to you. Did you go to the bloody match? I watched it on telly, I didn't go.
You didn't go?
I watched it on the telly, I got BT Sport. I thought I'll watch it on the telly, I don't want to go and watch that bloody rubbish.
So you paid for that bloody rubbish?
Paid for that, I paid a one-off fee of £25 to watch that.
Bloody hell!
Bloody hell, BT Sport!
Bloody hell, British Telecom!
Oh yes, I watched that bloody rubbish.
I went on your behalf.
Yep.
I went so you didn't have to.
Bloody hell! Well, I looked into who might be playing. I saw Sammy Collins wasn't on the team sheet, so I thought I'm not bloody going.
There's no John Bond, and there's no me.
No Collins, no party.
Well, I went to be honest.
Yep.
Roger O'Brien.
Usual seats.
Bloody
Roger.
Boring.
Brian.
Up there in Bristow's.
Oh, bloody boring, was it?
Bloody boring.
Boring.
Entertainment, Johnson.
Yep.
Is the name of the game?
We're
here to be entertained, man!
Are we not entertained?
I was up there giving no! Thumbs down! No!
No! Bloody, more bloody rubbish!
Rubbish! I'll be honest, Brian.
Yep.
We Oldingham went 4-3 up. I was the only one cheering.
Were you? Seven goal thriller. Nice to see a seven goal thriller.
I thought finally I'll get rid of bloody Johnson.
Your Johnson. You got your Johnson out, did you?
Bloody hell, got me Johnson out.
Is that why you got thrown out early? Getting your Johnson out?
I was absolutely furious when they equalised, right?
What, 4-0?
Bloody hell, Crow. That man?
Who wants to see a 4-0? No, there's no name for eight goal thriller, does it?
I wanted a moan.
No, thank you.
I wanted to have a good old moan on me. Instead, I was supposed to be feeling happy.
More disappointment, Johnson.
Rubbish.
Bloody hell.
Well, anyway.
Cheerio, then.
Cheerio, now.
Off to get me jab.
You're getting your fifth one, aren't
you? Another jab, yeah. Risk averse.
I've got to put some more objects in my body.
Oh, okay. You enjoy yourself. Take care now, Roger O'Brien. Gender is a construct. Cheerio.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
Oh, will you send back a letter from a listener?
I gave it.
I found the effect again.
A bit of extra, because we used to do all the letters with this lovely effect. Two classical writers. Here we go. Hold on tight. All the ladies.
Keep your arms inside the ride.
Open your knees and feel the breeze. Here we go. Can turn it.
Here we are. I'm talking seafront. It's the really, it's the fair.
Tooth one on right for the ladies. Blue breezes. Is it off?
That's the
it's
end
off
of that.
It's a lot less fun without it.
Yeah. You do keep, yeah, well, we can keep it on it. I think it's a fine line between annoying, though.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Should we do some letters?
Yes, please, John.
Let's begin with Michael James.
Okay, yep. Michael James.
Michael James. Subject line, boring first email.
Oh, okay. Just going in early, setting a low bar.
He says, Michael says, hello, I just wanted to email you both to say how much I enjoy your podcast.
Oh, that's nice. Woo! Thank you. Love the show, Steve. Yeah, well,
I follow Man United and have been all over Europe following them, but in current times of greed, the Super League and losing interest in the Premier League, I found myself keeping an eye on Torquay's results and following the Maidenhead equation.
Oh!
Having moved down south, I've started going to non-league games and following White Hawk FC.
Wow.
Please check them out.
Dripping
pan,
isn't it?
No, that's Lewis.
Lewis, I always say.
Please check them out. I think you'd appreciate what they do and stand for.
Who did he initially support? Man United.
Man United.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I hope Torquay finds some form and get up to the dizzying heights of mid-table.
Definitely
going to
happen.
Michael in Brighton.
Hey, Michael.
Welcome,
on
Michael.
The eyes to you. You're very welcome. You. Big White Hawk fan.
Yeah.
Not just Torquay, you see. White Hawk.
Michael, everybody's got a nickname now, the new Foss.
The
Shite Hawk.
Oh, no, I don't think that's very welcoming, is it?
Not very welcoming.
The Shite Hawk.
No, maybe not.
Michael, what's his surname?
Michael James.
Michael James Fox. We'll come up with one. It was an excellent email, and the White Hawk. What they were known as, the Hawks.
Yeah.
You're not the Shite Hawk.
You're not the Shite Hawk.
Just say that early on.
Chris Ballard.
John's trying now. This is what happens. John, this is Moira Kitson all over again.
It could be.
Now Michael, we've got adverts.
I'm joking.
It's you trying to get rid of the adverts.
I'm joking, Michael.
Michael, on the ice to you. Lovely letter.
Lovely
Thank you very much. Keep listening.
To have you on board.
Tell
Welcome.
All your friends. Thanks so much. Leave a rating and review on iTunes if you
yeah,
like.
Please.
That's always nice. Thank you.
Chris Ballard.
The Ballard Centre.
Power. Gets in touch with his third
on
message.
On the ice to you, Chris.
Says, gentlemen, I'm writing this on the Friday prior to Torquay Altrincham. Naturally, I have no idea what will happen, as it's becoming apparent. You can't even trust Torquay to fail when most expect it.
Oh, that's true.
It's very true. And he said, I think most of us felt certain that we would go to Hampton and Richmond and get beaten. It's nice to see that at least the FA Cup ball saw fit to only pit us against one town in the first round as opposed to two.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Qualifying. Very nice.
In
any case, the point of my missive is this. Where have all the great footballers' nicknames gone?
Oh.
It seems far too long ago that Fitz Hall...
Yeah, one size
Fred
fits all,
size,
yeah, yeah.
I blame the pampered show ponies of the England side of the Ericsson era. I don't think we've recovered yet. Lampard, Lamps, Crouch, Crouchy,
yeah.
John Terry, JT.
Yeah.
Surely a country with the kind of writers to ignite anyone's passions can do better. I've taken it upon myself to do a couple for us to disseminate.
Okay, lovely.
Ali Omar, Sharif.
Omar Sharif.
Omar Sharif.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. One for the kids.
Yeah. Acer Hall, Clubs. I've got the working if you
Acer
need
Clubs.
It.
Acer Clubs.
Yeah.
Lovely, yeah.
But
Clubs
it's not
nice.
A Port Talky podcast,
no,
so it seems
nice.
Only fair to broaden the reach.
Acer Clubs. I'll buy Clubs. That's nice. I'll buy that.
Clubs.
Omar Sharif. Anyway, carry on.
Sam Dolby of Sully Hole, known as Atmos.
Yeah, but these are sort of things we have
I think
covered.
We have done these. If you aren't going to contribute, Chris.
Chris. This is really taking you back to two letters almost.
Fraser Kerr of York, known as Juan.
Yeah, we did that, I think.
I don't think
he used to play for us.
I thought that was too cheap even for us.
Even we didn't go that far, Chris, yet.
Andrew Dallas, known as Charlie.
Dallas.
He's a striker like Charlie Austin, and Austin is a city in Texas like Dallas.
Does Chris know how nicknames work?
Festus Arthur of Halifax, known as Uncle. We've done that one.
Wow, this is. I can sense what's going on here with John, Chris.
Ben Pringle of Altrincham, known as Crispy.
We've done that one.
Jack Payne of Bore and Wood, known as UPVC.
World of, I'd call
I quite
it.
Like Paul Mullen, known as
World of, World Boba, of Pain.
Boba Fett from Star Wars.
Why is that?
Because Boba Fett is technically a bounty hunter rather than a mercenary, but you get the idea. Paul Mullen's a mercenary.
Chris has like really put some effort into this. It's his third letter. He's hoping for a FOF number.
He can still have a FOF number.
He still gets a FOF number. He's going to get the FOF number, but it really... Look, it was a nice, creative effort.
It was a good effort.
Wasn't it? And we'll take clubs. Ace of clubs.
Ace of clubs.
Absolutely
like
lovely.
One. Clubs.
We'll buy that one.
Oi, clubs.
There we are. And you can be clubs FOF from now on.
Exactly.
All right, Chris.
Well done, Chris.
There we are. Well done.
FOF 62.
There it is.
We
lovely
do appreciate
stuff.
It.
Thank you, Chris.
Alan Wills. He's on this podcast.
Come on, Al.
Oh, by the way, FOF 62. Chris, I think.
Yeah, yeah, you just said that.
Did I say that?
You said it, yeah. Like,
sorry, I had a momentary...
You said it like you knew it.
Momentary lapse.
Yeah, Tom Lapsley.
Alan
a
moment, Wills.
A momentary lapsley. pull me shorts up really high.
Alan Wills says, lovely to catch up with you both last week. You ever saw Alan at your gig in Kennington?
Very nice of Alan and Jules and...
Alan, Jules and Tom.
Tom to
all
turn
came to
up.
Gig.
Very nice.
And
proper
we called
fans.
Them, we did call them the three non-FOFs, like the four non-blondes.
They didn't have a FOF number, did they? Yeah,
but they do have... Alan and Jules have got FOF numbers.
Oh, well, I apologise.
So we've got that wrong.
There we are. But if Tom doesn't write in, then he can't have a FOF number, can he? What's going on? What's going on?
Alan gets in touch to talk about FKW Day.
Yes.
Which is your big new
Good.
Campaign.
Good, thank you. Thank you very much.
I remember the last time I wore a full kit in the early 90s. The shorts were short in those days. Some would say a bit cheeky.
Okay.
One time playing football for Talk United Supporters Club, my other half christened them Scott Colcombe shorts. As they looked like they were two sizes too small and were borrowed from the pint-sized Talkie winger.
Oh, nice. Nice. Alan sort of bigging himself up there a little bit.
Says, by the way, if your son... Stan needs any help with his physics homework, F equals MA, because that came up last week. Let me know. I did all that 30 years ago at school in the shadow of Plainmoor.
That doesn't sound like Alan.
Alan, I reckon 30 years ago might just be a little too long ago.
That's not a great LinkedIn advert, is it? I did this 30 years ago in Plainmoor. I mean, I suppose physics hasn't changed, has it? That's the thing about science. Doesn't change.
Didn't change.
Same now as it was
Still
then.
Still the same.
Still the same.
Newton's laws haven't updated.
No, Newton's laws, yeah. What is it? You won't get the deal you expect at Traygo. There's always someone being pushed around in a shopping trolley.
Yeah.
John, you got there in the end.
I did get there in the end.
There in the end,
yeah. I'm with it. Andy Wells. Thank you, Andy.
Alan, you're already a FOF, so
already
lovely
a FOF.
Thank you very much. FKW Day. If anyone's interested, get in touch on at Baker's Tweet or at... were you John Cadogan?
Yeah. Two more letters to get through. Oh, yeah. Andy Wells says, thank you for making me FOF 60.
Yeah, Cathedral FOF.
Last week. And I liked your comment about Dorking Heads.
Tunbridge, innit? Tunbridge, not...
Tunbridge.
I was thinking Wells Cathedral.
He's the reducer.
Cathedral FOF is actually better, isn't it?
He says, I like your comment about Dorking Heads, and I do think it could be developed. Dorking is exactly the sort of well-to-do place where Alan Bennett would take his mother for a nice cup of tea, a slice of cherry Genoise, and some Dijon walnut bread.
Yes.
Whilst reminiscing about how Harrogate Town was similarly once a Vanarama beacon for genteel tea shops and clip privet hedges. Anyway, there you go. Lovely.
Very nice.
Nick French. Now, I think this is Nick French's fourth letter.
Oh. Well, look, this is good. Nick, if you've sent in three and not got a FOF number and not said it, then that is very good FOFing.
Good work.
Top level FOFing.
Nick French says, bonjour.
Bonjour.
I write now the dust has settled on another frustrating evening for Gary Johnson's goals at Eastleigh. This feels like it could be a talkie podcast.
It does a bit sometimes, yeah.
Although, what did we expect, given we have less wins at Eastleigh in recent history than we've had prime ministers this autumn?
We've done a White Hawk letter.
We've done a White Hawk letter. Yeah. And Andy Wells is a Wrexham fan.
Exactly,
so,
there we are. Look.
I'll ask you this, says Nick. After Bristol Rovers re-signed Scott Sinclair last week, which former goal would meet the same requirement to come back as a club hero? Mine is Angus McDonald. How I'd love Angus back,
says
Nick.
That would be good, wouldn't it? Angus McDonald
lovely
coming
bloke,
back.
Angus.
Yes. Well, there's talk of Rory Keating, isn't there, John? I don't know if that counts as club
could
legend.
Choose anybody.
It's Reedy, isn't it? It's Reedy. If you had Reedy back. If we'd had Reedy in the stupid fucking Ashton Gate season... Christmas.
Been all right.
We'd have been up.
Didn't nearly
automatically.
Nearly happened.
Nearly happened, didn't it? It was going to happen and then it didn't happen. Very annoying. The whole thing's annoying, isn't it? Let's not talk about it.
Rodney Jack is the answer. Always. Forever Rodney.
Rodney Jack.
Forever Rodney.
Imagine if we had Rodney in this team. Even now. No, not even now. I haven't seen him recently.
I reckon even now.
25 stone. Right.
That's it.
Thanks, Nick. Is that Nick's fourth letter? And
it
he's
is,
got a pop
yeah,
number.
No, I don't think he has.
There we are. Oui, oui. Le 69. Le 63.
Oui.
Oui?
Yeah.
63 off. Nick French.
Bienvenue, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Bienvenue.
Au revoir. Dans la ici. No?
Very
limited French. On
yeah.
the ice.
Yeah.
No? What sort is it then?
Well, there we are then. That's probably it.
Yes, so well done, Charlie. Very good GCSE French.
Well, you said EC. That's
EC at the Silver Lake Stadium. If you would like to send us a letter, John, how do people do that?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yes, it is indeed. And we are on the Twitter sphere on @NatObsPod. We're also on Instagram, John, aren't we? What's that?
We are. But I remember.
What's our thing on that? Don't know. Find me.
National Obsession.
Yeah, @CharlieBakerComedian.
No, I think it's NatObsPod on
@CharlieBakerComedian. Yeah. And what are you?
John Cadogan. Yeah. You know.
Trying to build the numbers on Instagram a little bit, John. So I've got to get to 10,000.
You don't need to follow me on Instagram.
I'm trying to get to 10,000 so I can sell tickets.
Swipe up.
At the moment, I can't do that. I'm on 5,020. So a long way to go. But look, it's a long way to go for all of us. And if you stop trying, it doesn't happen. And so keep trying on the ice to you. Enjoy your Vanarama. Shame Talkie aren't playing this weekend.
What a shame.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.